There are some very simple boundaries that quietly confident people set. Number one, I need time to think on this. Let me get back to you. Gives you time to actually think about what it is that you want to say. It gives you time to think about what it is that you actually think and feel. And it stops you from getting into situations where you have to over-explain and end up with verbal diarrhea when you don't need to. Number two, let's agree to disagree on this. This one's underrated. It basically shows that you don't have this push to want to be correct. You make room for different opinions. You're aware that people have different opinions. You don't feel this ego-driven need to want to be right all the time. It also shows a high level of self-trust in what it is that you think and what it is that you believe. And number three, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. Again, so underrated. What setting this boundary does is that it shows that you know your capacity, you're very aware of your emotional state, and you have no intentions of engaging in emotionally charged conversations that could cause you to be reactive and defensive. Keyword here is it shows that you know your capacity. That is what quiet confidence is all about. Follow and comment down below if you want a part two.